I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Police investigating after seven people were shot during a party early this morning in North Philadelphia. KYW's Connor Barkon reports.
Investigators say a 16-year-old girl is in critical condition after she was shot in the chest. The six other victims are between 20 and 30 years old and are in stable condition at the hospital. Police say people were leaving a party that was planned on Instagram near North 11th and Cumberland Streets near Federal Square when someone started shooting. Police have not arrested anyone but are looking for someone dressed in all black. One weapon and nearly 60 spent shell casings from three different caliber guns were recovered from the scene. Authorities say anyone with information can leave an anonymous tip at 215-686-TIPS. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police have arrested a woman they say stabbed a man in North Philadelphia. Happened on Frankfort Avenue near East Clearfield Street around 12:30 this afternoon in the city's Kensington neighborhood. Authorities say a 59-year-old woman stabbed the victim, a 68-year-old man, in the arm. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are investigating what led up to this. A new health clinic in Medford, Burlington County, working to bridge the health care gap for people recently released from jail. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
Omega Networks has a new clinic providing essential services to people who are re-entering society. Co-founder Dr. Hemanth Rao says one of the core issues this population faces is lack of essential care, so they're offering primary care, preventive care, mental health, substance abuse, and support services. He says the positive impact of this work extends well beyond those directly receiving care.
When healthcare needs are met for people exiting correctional facilities, trying to re-enter society, violent crime drops by 28 to 30% in these areas.
Dr. Rao says they're working on expanding their network of providers beyond the one location in Medford to serve more people throughout the state. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Broad Street Love, formerly known as Broad Street Ministries, and Love City Brewing, coming together to create a craft beer with a purpose. KYW's Sunny Morgan.
The nonprofit and brewery hosted an unveiling of their new can of craft beer at Love City on Hamilton Street in Callahill. Guests who brought in an unopened pair of socks or underwear were the first to try a 10-ounce pour of the drink, which they named Love Your Neighbor Pale Ale. Kathy Meck, the Chief Advancement Officer at Broad Street Love, says the main goal is to spread love and compassion.
This is a really natural partnership to help raise awareness behind why we all need a little more love in our lives and how others can start to love their neighbor in the way that we do at Broad Street Love through this lens of radical hospitality, which means going above and beyond what people expect.
The beer can features a QR code with a link to donate money and essentials to the unhoused population Broad Street Love serves. You can also sign up to volunteer. Melissa Walter, the co-owner of Love City Brewing, says the beer will be available at select locations.
So this beer is going to be, it's a limited release, so it'll just be available until it sells out, which, I mean, hopefully is very quickly, but it'll be available here at our tap room.
Larry Downey, the Director of Development for Broad Street Love, says one of their passion points of the collaboration is the beer's tagline.
That plays into a lot of things when we're thinking about people impacted by deep poverty and homelessness and how we can show up for those individuals in our community that are going through and are impacted by the trauma of all of those things. And so the call line is turn this beer into love.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Work is underway to transform a six-story historic bank building in Old City into a space celebrating Philly's rich arts and culture community. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
A bugler played and announced guests as they entered the 19th Century Manufacturers National Bank along North 3rd Street. A taste of what the Ministry of All or MOA Bank will be like once it opens was demonstrated. There was a bank burglar aerialist. Actors portrayed bank tellers who doubled as fortune tellers. Artist Meg Salgeman is behind the immersive multidisciplinary art experience.
You will walk in the bank, there will be murals, there will be sculptures, sound, and landscapes. There will be places to experiment with AI. There will be analog bank machines. So there will be a lot to participate and explore.
Sugarman is hoping the experience will spark conversation and assessment about worth, including self-worth. Moa Bank is slated to open toward the end of next year. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.